Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Now, today's RM World Travel Express is rolling along nicely. So far, we've discussed your opportunity to travel with us this July in Europe. We're looking forward to that. And we just answered some emails last segment. Now, Mary and I are going to be talking Orlando, Florida for Destination Spotlight number 101. Located in the 27th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union back in 1845, today the City Beautiful in the Sunshine State takes center stage in this portion of the program, while we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
It's a new year, so begin it with new style in Travel Pro's Buy More, Save More extravaganza, equipping the world to travel like a pro with affordable first-class luggage, whether it's for a winter getaway or maybe it's an important business trip. One of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
Mary and I, well, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series, and Travel Pro Luggage, well, that's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage for 2023 and save up to $100 at TravelPro.com. As always, you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors as well.
All right, let's talk Orlando. And to help us do just that, joining us on the show hotline is Cassandra Mate, Visit Orlando's CEO.
Hello, Cassandra. Thanks for jumping aboard with us today for the Destination Spotlight on Orlando.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk about Central Florida and Orlando.
Well, we are as well with you. So listen, you know, before starting our parent company years ago, I worked for Disney ABC, spent a lot of time in Orlando. I've been there also for many trade gatherings, you know, expos and events. My in-laws lived to your south near Sarasota, so Mary and I were regularly in Florida with our kids. We often brought them to Orlando. Most people associate Orlando with Disney, Universal, maybe SeaWorld, but there's this entirely different side of the city that draws people there both to visit and live. I want you to talk about the Orlando beyond the theme parks.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, we are known as theme park capital of the world because we're home to seven of the world's top theme parks. But I think sometimes people don't realize all the outdoor theme parks that we also have, as well as just overall outdoor activities that we offer. Like, for example, something that a lot of people really enjoy is Gatorland, and you can literally zip line over alligators, and it is a blast.
Robert, I'd like to see you do that. That does sound like fun.
I know, I've played golf with some gators on golf courses.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. Cassandra, I know you spent a lot of your career in the great state of Texas, but you took on the role of Visit Orlando coming up on just about 2 years now. I'd love to know what attracted you to relocate to the city and what you've come to appreciate about it over the past couple of years that you don't think travelers are necessarily going to find in other destinations.
Yeah, you know, I think the location of being in Central Florida and the fact that we are the number one visited destination in the U.S., that, of course, was very appealing for me professionally as well as personally, because we can be the home base and you can enjoy either the East Coast or the West Coast of Florida very easily, but by making Orlando kind of your mainstay. But what I was very surprised about is just how global of a destination we are. Even looking at my own organization, that there are people from all around the world that work for Visit Orlando, which really, when you look at our arts and culture offerings or even our dining offerings, mm-hmm. you can really get that global presence. So, for example, we have over 6,000 restaurants representing 40 different international cuisines. And so that was very surprising to me. You know, we are a major destination, but Michelin just recently came in and made us a Michelin guide city. So we now have 33 Orlando restaurants being recognized, and four of our restaurants that are Michelin stars. And I know that a lot of foodies out there really look for mm-hmm. those unique restaurants to enjoy.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the culture and the arts. You've got the Performance Arts Center, there's street art. And I just wanted to touch on the shopping with you, because I think when people think about Orlando, if they haven't been recently, they don't understand the level of luxury outlets. You even have market exclusives like the Crayola experience at the Florida Mall, right?
You're absolutely right. There is high-end, there are discount stores, and so there is definitely a depth and breadth of shopping opportunities. And we find that people, you know, they'll bring empty suitcases because they know that they can get some deals at our outlet stores, and there's multiple around the community and in the heart of Orlando, so it's easily accessible.
Well, we have seen that at the airport, where you see a lot of folks, international travelers, with those suitcases packed. So, you know, listen, what I appreciate about Orlando, it's the range of hotels, resorts available to visitors. You just mentioned all the restaurants. It's such a diversity. There's terrific golf courses. Although many people may think of Orlando as a kid's town, it's fun for couples. From a business standpoint, the city is certainly in the major leagues when it comes to convention and expo space. The airport's one of the easier ones to navigate. And by the way, we all know that the state of Florida, how welcoming it is. But last question for us, really where I want to go with this, is I want you to share with us something surprising, maybe an interesting fact about Orlando that you don't think that listeners around the country right now may know about Orlando, and it's going to entice them to come visit. You've got about 30 seconds.
So for those nature seekers, we have the largest population of bald eagles in the U.S. So there's a lot of trails, a lot of people that love bird watching to experience, whether it's via the water or by, like I mentioned, walking trails. And I think that's a surprising fact about Orlando.
Cassandra, a sanctuary or natural?
Like natural.
Really? Interesting.
That I did not
know. That's an interesting fact.
I know there's like fireworks 365 days a year there, but I did not know about the bald eagles. So very interesting. Well, Cassandra, we really appreciate you jumping aboard with us today and talking a little Orlando with us. Thank you very much, folks. You want more information, plan your own travels. Very easy. Visit Orlando.com. Have a great weekend, Cassandra.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bald eagles, Mary, in Orlando.
Interesting fact.
That really is. All right, and with that, Hour 1 is rapidly coming to a close today. We're going to kick off Hour 2 with our first National Communal Forum of the year. Plus, Mike Hanna with United Airlines is ahead, as is The Right Stuff, Open Road with RJ, the Museum Gallery. A lot still to go. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.